Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
They say the best inventions come from necessity, and I'm always looking around trying to make things better in my head. Uh-huh. I don't ever actually do anything. Uh-huh. I just come up with the idea, like, what if we did this? What if that was better? Well, here's one of the reasons. Like, during the break, we were all starving up in here. Yeah. So, or a few of us are. So during the break, I wanted to heat up some food. Can't do it because by the time it heats up and I take it out of the microwave and go to eat it, it's too hot to eat, and then it's time to go back on the air.
Yeah. Right.
So now we'll talk for 10 minutes. I'll go back in there. It'll be cold again. I'll have to microwave it again, and it's going to be like rinse, lather, repeat.
Okay.
Or lather, rinse, repeat.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle. We need a faster microwave. That's where I'm going with this.
Or
a nuclear microwave.
Put a microphone in the studio here with us.
Microphone.
Mm-hmm. A microwave in the studio with us. So while we're on the air, we can actually put stuff in the microwave.
Or we get a food turn.
Yeah.
That anticipates when we're going to break.
We get
2 minutes before and then
the
one food card.
Just food. Yeah.
Love yeah. That. And be like, food turn.
Food
here's
turn.
My card. Put it in there, buddy.
Love that idea.
Hmm.
Now, I am on week six of no Adderall.
Really?
Week six.
Congratulations. Though.
Thank you. Well, it's not anything. It's not like quitting smoking or something like that.
You didn't have a problem with it.
It's not like I was addicted to it. But,
oh, yeah, huh?
But I've been. Am I addicted to it when you're? I'm living on it and have been since I was a kid.
Yeah, your body goes through deprivation when you
put the ADD in addicted.
Yeah. Yeah, but I wasn't addicted.
Right.
I mean, not like I didn't have an addiction.
No.
I had a prescription.
You can live without it.
Yeah, and I've tried to
people
see.
People are addicted to prescription drugs.
They are.
So if you have a prescription to Vicodin, you're not addicted, probably.
Let me put it this way: if I didn't take it for a day, it was bad, and I knew it. And like if I'm out of town and I had lost it or whatever. I'd spend all my time trying to get it. I guess that's an addiction.
If you take your prescription,
I would. I would spend all my time.
Man,
whatever I have planned.
Back over here, then.
Yeah, whatever I have planned, cancel that. I need an Adderall.
Yeah.
I guess if you follow your prescription and take it as you're prescribed, it's not an addiction until you like start forging prescriptions and taking more than's prescribed, right?
I've never had a problem of like running out of them beforehand. I would take the prescribed amount, one per day. I'm down to a very minimal amount of Adderall. Not that people care about this, but I used to take.
Well, it has to be a point, or you wouldn't be sharing this.
I got started on it when I was a kid, because in order to prescribe for ADHD, you had to be in therapy. It was a law in Florida, and if you're in therapy, you have to have a prescription. So they gave me a prescription to Ritalin back then, and then that became Adderall.
Gotcha.
And so I've been on it since I was a kid, and I finally just thought, well, I went a day without it, and I thought, I wonder if I can go 2 days without it, and does it really change me? And I wonder what I feel like when I'm not on it. I have no idea what I feel like not on it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been not on it since I was 10.
Okay.
So have I been different? Have I acted different over the last 5 weeks? Am I more ADD than normal?
With the exception of Black Storm, you're the same person.
Except
for
the hair, yeah. And that wasn't my fault. I fell asleep in the chair. That might have been.
You're going to stop there.
I think the girl that colored my hair, I think she quit. Like right after, and then they didn't wash it out for maybe 4 to 5 hours. Maybe I don't know. That's what it feels like. So, so to get me through the rough spots, I've been drinking these energy drinks.
Okay,
you know, little ones, those little shots.
Oh, the 5 hour one.
I tried 5 hour. I tried one called Shots with a Z on it.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Tried another one called I can't remember, but not Redline. Staying away from that Redline.
I just drank a whole bottle of Redline this morning.
You did.
You can't handle the
Redline.
That's
heavy metal music in my head. I can't do it.
Well, you drank the whole bottle
the problem
and it's had to drink one.
The problem is I like, really?
Yeah,
so I drank the whole bottle. It was watermelon flavored. It was good, but now I can't even hold my coffee cup. My hand's shaking so much. Should I not have coffee, too?
No.
I saw Brock, my old trainer, and he was recounting that story because he remembered it. Because
good name for a trainer.
Brock.
I showed up at the gym, and I'm like, looking like I don't want to work out. And he's like, grab an energy drink, go get changed. So I grabbed this big thing of, what's it called again?
Redline.
And I just cracked it open right there. I paid for it, cracked it open, made the walk to the locker room. By the time I set it down on the bench in the locker room, it was empty. And it's about a 16-ounce bottle.
Mm.
And I look at the bottle and it says 4 servings.
Oh, you drink the whole
four
servings?
I drank the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, you're dumb.
Yeah.
Wow.
You dumb.
No, you're dumb.
I went out there
you are so dumb.
For real.
And nearly exploded. Well, the reason I tell you all that is I woke up late today, so I took a half of an Adderall. So I may freak out. I'm just telling you right now.
Oh, good. I can't wait for that. That's going to be cool.
Could be ugly today.
It's going to be fun times.
Am I different?
We're going to have to restrain you and stuff.
Am I different yet? No, I don't want to be restrained. Restrained's not good.
How's Brock the Jock?
Brock's doing great.
Yeah. That is a cool trainer.
That's a cool
name.
Trainer name. Yeah.
Brock, what's up, Brock?
Brock is going the way of fitness in this world now. Brock was at one point this inflated, muscly, big, brawny, huge shoulders, big muscles.
No neck.
He's going to lean his neck.
And now Brock is doing what everybody's doing. Brock is leaning out.
Yeah.
He's so fit.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's gone from, I guess that's the new muscle head is to be just the fitness guy, right? Because everybody's into CrossFit and stuff. Kelly, talk about your CrossFit experiences.
I haven't had one.
All right. Good. Me neither.
My friends are annoyingly on it.
Yeah. My girlfriend has a pass for some sessions.
Yes.
I haven't gone with
okay.
her.
Okay. It seems like a lot of work, and you get very tired and exhausted.
Yeah.
And I don't see how that's a good thing in any way.
Well, I think I've heard some CrossFit stuff is like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
One of the classes is like 30 minutes, which is actually a pretty good workout. You go in there 30 minutes, you're done. Boom.
That's a great workout.
Yeah. You do 30 minutes of burpees.
Yeah, it's non-stop burpees.
Yeah.
But
what's a burpee?
It's when you drop down on the ground, do a push-up, push back up with your legs, get up, do a clap.
All right.
Like a mountain climber.
Drop down on the ground.
Well, jump up in the air.
First.
Like star. First, up in the air and then down into a push-up.
What's your legs?
Jump. Okay. Yeah. Up. Yep. And then now push-up and kick your legs back. Yeah. Now bring your knees up. And then jump up again.
Jump back up.
Yep.
Like that. You about hit your head.
CrossFit, sometimes you'll do those
way faster.
For 7 straight
minutes. I did one.
Over and over and over.
Oh, you look great, dude.
I'm tired.
You look great.
I know.
That was one.
I mean,
like my knees hurt, my wrists hurt.
30 seconds and I puke.
I'm tired.
Truly, I'm not even lying.
I need a drink.
I got more tired just watching you do one. Thinking about it. I like projected.
I don't.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, kid?
I need to lay down.
Yeah, but burpees are like the hardest thing.
I need to lay down just for a minute because I just did my CrossFit. Right,
those CrossFit people are crazy.
Man,
they're
obsessed. I don't like putting my head down like beneath my feet. Like
so
that.
Tired.
It's sick.
Dude, you're talking about tired. I did 20
miles. I don't have a chair, you know, so this is like the best I can do.
You could have a chair.
No,
you'd
I'm
have
good.
To move your booster box.
This is so comfortable. I'm good.
You'd be so tall sitting on a chair on the booster box.
That's
you know, I don't think you're supposed to take more time to recover from your workout than your workout. Because that's what happened to me on Saturday.
Well, you need to build up to it.
That was one set, right? I just did one set.
No, you did one rep.
You did one rep.
Yeah.
And poorly.
Can somebody help me down?
hit his lane on the board
right now. Okay, I'm better.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy though, huh?
Okay, that was one.
I want to do that.
How many of those do people do?
I think some CrossFit people do like 100 in their session. Ugh. Not in a row, but 100 overall in their session.
The build up
that blows my mind. I mean, the most I think I was ever able to do was like 35.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I had to go to the bathroom after.
It's bad.
Yeah. If at the end of my life they add them all up and I did 35, I'd be happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, all right.
Yeah. Cool. Just do one a day.
All right. I got my one in.
Yeah.
Props to them.
Good workout.
Got it in.
You worked out on Saturday, Al?
23-mile bike ride. 23 miles.
That's impressive, Al.
And then it takes, like, I did it at 8:30 in the morning, so it's probably 2 hours. And
yeah.
And then after that, it took me a good 4 hours to recover.
Question about biking, because I don't know much about biking, but you know how runners wear the tape on their nipples because they could, like, rub them raw?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to do that to your butt?
They got this stuff called monkey butt.
Okay.
And you put it on your butt. Seriously, you put it on your butt, you know.
It's a powder.
Like there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a deodorant. I mean, it looks like a deodorant. It's in one of those containers.
I thought the nipple irritation was more of the marathoner.
Yeah, the marathon. Like the people that run like 20 miles.
The bike riders, they get it right there in the buttocks.
The
cash box. Or for like just sweat in the butt?
Well, both. I mean, it's just so that, you know, your pants and because biker pants have a pad right there, right?
So it's shaped like a deodorant thing. You put it on like deodorant.
Yeah.
So you don't share it.
Could you be in the Tour de France?
No,
could you be in the Tour de France like all those other guys, but have a big banana seat? Would that be okay?
The reason I can't.
Because I had a metallic banana seat on my Schwinn, and it was long. One of those long banana seats, like three people could lay on it.
It hurts.
It's probably going to slow you down. You know, they're all about making those bikes lighter and
I'd rather be comfy.
Yeah, there's a lot of
like if I'm interviewed after the Tour de France, I'm like, you finished in 1600th place. You're like, yeah, but I was so comfy. Like, look at me. Ooh, I'm all squishy.
You think it's that's what gave Lance an unfair advantage other than the steroids?
What?
That he only had the one testy?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
It's so uncomfortable. I mean, I don't even have that.
No, you don't even have the one.
Yeah. Allegedly.
No, I'm just saying, riding on a bike seat hurts so badly.
Man.
I don't know how you do it.
It hurts. You just deal with it.
I like waddle around for a day.
23 miles.
And like I said, the 23 miles, that really didn't bother me. It was the next 4 hours.
Yeah.
That's when I'm bothered.
What you need to do is the FOF with me. I'm going to do the FOF. It's not a diet.
What's the FOF?
It's a lifestyle. And it makes a lot of sense. FOF stands for feast or famine. And it's a new lifestyle that a lot of people are undertaking because it's not a joke. It takes them back to the caveman days,
mm-hmm.
which is evolution-wise, that's how we are supposed to eat. Because you think about how they ate back then. They would hunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Brock about this, and he agreed. They like when they go out for a hunt, they'll run fast distances at or fast speeds for a short distance, right?
Yeah.
Chasing
quick
prey.
Sprint.
Chasing
yeah.
prey. Then they squat.
Yeah.
Right?
Pray.
And then they jump up. So they're doing all that CrossFit stuff.
Burpees.
Right?
Mm.
And then they let's say they slay a buffalo or something. Then they eat and they feast. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have refrigerators. They got to eat it till it's gone.
Yeah.
It's hot, whatever. They got to eat it till it's gone. And then they fast because they've eaten. So they just lay there and fast. So the FOF diet is a 5-day normal food thing. Feast, eat whatever you want. 2 days, complete fast, nothing but water and juice for 2 days.
I don't like that at all.
Oh, that's all right.
That would kill your metabolism.
They're saying it's like really healthy and it's like it's for longevity and like Time Magazine did a long thing on it saying that this is the most natural way to work out, and that working out for an hour at a time, you're much better off like working out 16 times during the day, but you're only doing like one thing each time.
Mm-hmm.
You're climbing stairs, or you keep some dumbbells in a room, and when you walk into that room, you pick them up and you do a quick set and you put them down. So you're just kind of, you're drive-by in your fitness.
It's a little different when it comes to like a woman wanting to lose weight because you've got to keep your heart rate at a certain intensity for a certain period of time.
Sure. And if you're trying to body sculpt too, that's not that good.
Yeah. Right.
That's why I run and take the elevator in Valley Park.
Run and take the elevator in. So you're on the treadmill, but then you take the elevator in your Valley Park.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. I get my fitness in, and
anyway,
that's it.
Take a look at that. It's also called a 5-2 plan. You should look at that. I've never done it. I'm just recommending it.
Yeah, I read about it the other day.
I've never done it.
I read about it, yeah.
All right, so the Beyonce Justin Bieber contest is done, right?
Ready? Yeah.
We're about to announce a winner, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So we're giving away a trip to New York City where you first see Justin Bieber live. And then Beyonce live after that. So we've been asking you to shout us out on Instagram and Twitter. Just tell people to follow us. That worked. This contest definitely worked. We definitely had our Twitter feeds filled with people telling others to follow us. One entry per day, and you just tag them with our names, right?
Okay.
How many entries? I mean, how many people? Just
a lot.
Thousands. Thank you guys very much for participating, because I felt like some of you were doing it not just because you wanted to win, but you wanted to let your friends know about the show, which is so nice. Thank you. And so now it's time to announce the winner.
Okay.
The winner is a 3-night stay from August 1 to the 4th at the Roosevelt Hotel. Round trip airfare for 2. Bieber tickets for Friday, August 2nd. Beyonce tickets for Saturday, August 3rd. And we have the winner on the phone right now. Hello.
Hello.
What is your name?
Allie Mann.
You're going to New York City, Allie. You heard me.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah, you're going to New York to see Bieber and Beyonce, and you're staying at the Roosevelt Hotel.
Thank you.
You're staying down there in the Meatpacking District, the coolest part of New York. You're not far from Tribeca. You're not far from Soho. You're right there next to Chelsea.
All that stuff.
Just a quick cab ride up to Times Square.
You're in New York City.
You're in New York City.
Are.
You're
going
over by that Brooklyn thing.
You can look out on the Hudson and see the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. Kelly's never seen
Queens.
Yeah.
Go to Queens.
I wouldn't go to Queens. Well, I go to Queens.
Don't go to Queens.
You go to Brooklyn. Brooklyn's cool. You go to Park Slope. Hang out there. So, have you ever been in New York?
Yeah, I actually lived there when I was a kid.
Perfect. Oh. Perfect. Well, you're heading home. You're going to be going to Brooklyn to see these two shows. Who's going with you, Allie?
My boyfriend.
Awesome. How many tweets did you send out?
I think I sent 3 or 4.
That's it. See, you didn't have to go crazy on it. Well, no. Allie, enjoy this. Who are you looking forward to seeing more, Beyonce or Biebs?
Beyonce, definitely.
Good answer. Excellent. All right. All right. Hang on. Do you think you can get your boyfriend to go to Biebs?
I think so. I think he'll go for a free trip.
It's a really cool show, actually.
But once you're there, you're in New York, you're like, I can see him going, Oh, honey, yeah. You know, we only got two nights.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we should go to SNL, yeah. Taping.
I mean, how old's your boyfriend?
He's going to be 25 this fall.
Okay.
He may be the oldest and maybe close to the only guy at Justin Bieber.
Yeah, see,
a lot of dads there, though, Al.
I'll be honest, Allie, if I was your boyfriend.
If I was your boyfriend.
I tell you I wouldn't go. If I was your boyfriend. I'd say, let's just go to Beyonce tomorrow. All right. Hang on just a second, okay?
Where to go?
Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty awesome.
I never know which one disconnects. Do you? Oh, you got it right. Good. All right, congratulations. Bieber tickets, Beyonce tickets, round trip airfare. Allie Mann is the winner of the big trip. This is Kid Craddock in the morning.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Well, Jenna did something this weekend that many women have thought about doing, never done, but it's something that I've done, even though it's a thing, place mostly only women go. I've been,
mm-hmm.
And Big Al I know has been. Yeah. I'm talking about the male strip club.
Yeah. I almost went.
I've actually been on stage.
I used to work at one.
Yeah.
Valley Park.
Well, now, Ken, you and I have something in common.
You've been on stage, too?
Yes.
Oh. See, I was the featured performer, though.
Very
so was
nice.
I.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
At
well,
a male strip club.
I was the focus of the performance, I guess.
See. But there was not another man on the stage with me. It was just me. Just me up there dancing.
Yeah, that was a sight to see.
Well, that's, you know, there's...
It was the height of his addiction.
There's two ways to get people out of a strip club. You can either turn all the lights on and have the cops come in,
uh-huh.
Or you can put me up on stage to dance. That'll do it. Clear it right out.
How much money did you make that night?
That was for charity.
Yeah?
Made for charity. Made a bunch of money. I call it sympathy cash, but it's all right. I'll take it. It was actually, somebody talked me into dancing
uh-huh.
and stripping for kids.
Well, that's cool.
It was a while ago. Okay, it wasn't today. It wasn't this body. It wasn't much better than this body, but it wasn't this body.
Man, there's no video or anything?
There is.
Oh, we got to see this.
You'll
that's
never.
What's crazy
you'll
is
never.
You're allowed, you know, and I have only
you can
been,
video in there?
I have only been in men's clubs, you know,
yes.
Where the women strip. Mm-hmm. Those are the only ones I had been in
girls
prior
gotta,
to
girls
Saturday.
Gotta work.
Yeah, no, yeah. Those are the only ones that I had gone to
sure.
as a, you know, just visiting.
Yeah.
As an audience member.
But this one was called La Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all guys dancing.
Truthfully, I mean, it's so much, they're so much nicer than the strip clubs men go to. And maybe it's because men just don't really care as long as a girl doesn't have clothes on. But at a place like this, I mean, it's nice and the guys are in really great shape and they have
yeah.
these routines. It's just like Magic Mike when you watch the movie. I mean, they have full costumes and routines.
It's like choreographed dances
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
I've found that they get away with a lot more in those, like in the strip clubs, like the where the girls are stripping. I mean, I'm no expert, but you can't touch them and stuff, right?
Yeah, the opposite.
Yeah.
Women are encouraged to touch.
Yeah, there's a lot of like that
oh,
Magic
really?
Mike movie. There's a
yeah.
ton of touching mm-hmm. going
oh, I
on.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So there was a famous person there.
Yes, filming a movie
at La Bear.
Yes, that's why I went. I wasn't
okay.
just. I mean,
all right, it wasn't an accident.
I didn't have like a bachelorette party or anything special
okay.
to go to.
Yeah.
No. There, you know, Joe Manganiello from True Blood.
The werewolf?
The werewolf from
yeah,
True
the
Blood.
Super
sure.
ripped up dude.
And he was in Magic Mike with Channing Tatum.
He was?
Yes, he is
yeah.
filming right now.
I was just watching him last night.
Yeah, he's filming.
You were watching Magic Mike?
Like a,
no, I was watching True Blood.
Oh.
yeah, he's been. He came up with the idea after doing the movie to film kind of a real documentary film version of Magic Mike. Yeah,
that
of
could,
amateur
that
male
could be interesting. See what
strippers.
That's about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so he's been in town on and off for months getting all this footage, and I didn't think he was really going to be there.
He's more than just an actor in this, right? Isn't he, like, writing it or
he's
directing
it? He's not acting
it
in it at
it's
all.
No, I mean, but is he in it? He's not even in it.
No.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
No. It. Him and his production company is doing it, so he's the one behind the camera calling the shots. And so I really just went because I thought it would be cool to go, and we had gotten invited after meeting some of the guys, and I didn't think he was going to be there, you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning on
yeah.
the weekend. I figured he'd go home to L.A. or whatever. So I took a few girlfriends just so we could have fun for a couple of hours. And they asked me if I'd go on stage, you know, to get a dance. I'm like, sure. Hey, can we film you?
Is there a video of that for the Win a Date with Jenna contest?
Oh, there's a video.
Can we
really?
See it?
Sure. You
really?
Want to?
Yeah. How do we watch it?
As long as you just sign a contract saying you won't judge me.
Oh,
I won't sign
oh,
that.
We got to judge
you.
I'm gonna judge you.
We might call you a hoochie. We don't
yeah.
know yet.
So where is
we
it?
Will.
Is it online somewhere?
It's on my cell phone. Because it's there's a video, but it's for the movie. You know what I mean? So they're filming all this footage, and they sit me down in a chair. They go, "You're going to get arrested. Can we film this?" And I see Joe, and so can we film it? I go, sure. Just a verbal contract? Like, yes. I mean, I'm clothed.
No release. Yeah.
I'm clothed, and the cop was clothed.
Let's hope there was no release.
For a minute, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got arrested for having a lot of crack on me.
Okay,
oh,
that's
my.
A joke.
Yeah.
I've been accused of that.
Yeah.
Butt crack, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, I do have the video. I don't think there's anything wrong with you guys watching the video. Okay. There's no nudity or anything.
The guy's not naked.
No.
The guys never get naked, right? They don't.
No, they only get down to their little. Yeah, the guys were skibbies. Hot. I met girlfriends, and I mean, two of them were married. We were like, I don't know what our misconception with the male strip club was. We just thought
they're all gay?
I don't know.
I don't think that matters to women. Right. But, I mean, all of them were so good looking and phenomenally fit. We were just very impressed.
To me, that's all that matters in a person.
Yeah.
you know? If you're those two things, to me, why do anything else?
Sure.
No, that's not all that matters. But at a strip club, it does. Because I've been to plenty with girls that are
not. Yeah, you don't
want
ugly ones there. Yeah.
You know? That are not.
Yeah, I've been to one of those. Drinks are cheap, though.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, you better. If I go to a male strip club, or whatever, and bring girls with me, guys better looking than me up there. That's the barometer. If you look like me, you're going out of business. So you got to interview him and stuff, and not interview, but talk to him about the.
But yo, that's really why I wanted. Yeah, that's why I wanted to go. I was hoping to get to meet him and just say what's up, and you know, I'm going to Comic-Con this coming weekend for Dish Nation.
Cool.
So he's going to be there doing the True Blood panel.
Okay, so we can post that video. You're cool with that?
I'm cool with it.
Good.
Yep.
Okay.
Got you.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
I don't think you're gonna. I don't think you're gonna want to post it.
I'm not gonna.
You're
want
more
to.
Than welcome to.
It makes you look bad.
No, it's just a little, it's not
little
PG.
Racy. Yeah,
it's not PG.
Oh, it's PG-13 or?
Is it any different than when Britney brings a guy up on stage and crawls all over him?
No.
Is it any different than that?
Or she doesn't.
Or when Justin does it, Justin
know.
Bieber or whatever?
Hip thrusting, there's probably a lot more hip thrusting in the facial region.
Simulated?
Involved? Yeah.
Mock, yeah. All right. How's that compare to your weekend, JC?
Pretty good. I almost met up with Jenna, but I figured it's probably not really cool to leave my family and my wife and
go to the male strip bar.
Bio fam, I got to go to the strip club. My costume.
I ended up not going,
guys,
but it was completely different than that.
They would have made you dance.
Mm-hmm. But your sister-in-law came up to meet you guys at dinner, right?
She did.
Kenzie's sister.
Kenzie's sister, Kelly, came out to meet us. And Kelly likes to speak Spanish.
Uh-huh.
And so especially when you get some wine in her.
How did she learn it?
I think she's a teacher, so she knows a little bit enough to teach the kids.
Yeah. Does she know more than Kinsey?
They're probably about the same. She took Spanish classes in high school, so she loves to come over when my family comes into town because she gets to practice her Spanish. Yeah, but she does things like...
Talk about the black purse.
She had a black purse.
Uh-huh.
Or a black, or something about a black something.
Uh-huh.
And so she's explaining this, and in Spanish, black is negro. And it's a really negro.
You can just leave the room with that kind of talk, mister.
Okay,
this is 2013.
It's a color.
I don't need you talking like that up here.
And the R is very soft in that word. It's just negro. Boom.
Let me try. Negro.
Yeah, negro. That was the best Spanish you've ever spoken.
Gracias.
And that. And a lot of people, when they speak Spanish, Kelly likes to overdo the R thing because they want to roll it.
Because she can roll it, so she's humble bragging on the roll R.
So I would catch her talking, so she'd be blah, 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 negra.
I see, yeah.
So she would do the
That's too much zest in the N-word.
Over-dramatic R rolling, or when she said thank you.
People, you're putting too much zest in the N-word.
People, you're rolling your R's too much. Or when she said gracias, she'd go... Which is thank you, which is gracias again, a soft R. Gracias.
Oh, she would do it like that?
Every
is that offensive?
No, it's funny.
Okay. No, it's
I thought it was funny, and we were all cracking up, but she had no idea.
Is there something that Spanish-speaking people would do to overdo our language where we would be like, hey, you're really overdoing that? Like, we don't have rolled R's. What would it be? Mm. I don't even know.
I don't either. I don't know if there's
one. Maybe going in that Midwest affectation.
Doesn't they try to do slang, like, you know, the good buddy thing?
Hey, good buddy.
Yeah,
we try to overdo slang just to fit in sometimes, mm-hmm. and we fail at that. But we ran into, Kaysen got into his first fight with his uncle.
A fight?
Yeah, like a fight.
How old's the uncle?
Uncle is 2 months younger than Kaysen.
2 months younger.
My brother.
It's the kitty cartel.
Kaysen has an uncle who's younger than him.
Yeah, he's 2 months younger than Kaysen.
How old's Kaysen?
Kaysen is 1.5.
1.5.
Yeah.
And his uncle is 1 and 3 months.
Right.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, so he's got that, and then he's got an uncle.
Is he going to call him uncle? Or
I don't know.
Uncle Julio.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to. I guess you call him cousin because it's just kind of weird to call him your uncle when you're younger than him.
Uncle cousin.
Is it Uncle Julio or is that trademarked?
Uncle Julio?
Yeah, that's probably trademarked.
Well, that's
Are you allowed
name.
To name?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. All right, I didn't know.
And my other brother's name is Max and he's 4 years old.
Yeah.
So
what's he, the grandfather?
He's the other uncle.
Okay.
But so these two grew up together. So, you know, when you have an older brother, you get beat up a lot.
Yeah.
And so the little one, he's already all about the hitting and getting revenge back or whatever. So the first thing he does when he meets Kaysen is they walk up and Kaysen wants to give him a hug because Kaysen's a lover.
He's a lover.
Kaysen's a lover. That's what we've taught him to do. And he hasn't really been around other boys that
you didn't teach him that. You're
feisty.
A lover and he's a lover.
I'm a lover.
Kenzie's
a lover.
All little kids are lovers or not.
So Kaysen goes up to give him a hug and first thing homeboy does is just bop.
He pops him.
Pops him right in the face.
Dang.
And Kaysen just kind of sat there. Looked back at me.
Shocked him.
And I was kind of shocked. I was like
my son, something bad just happened to me, Dad.
My son just got hit by my brother.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do.
Your brother. Yeah, your little
My little brother.
Yeah.
And whose side do you take?
I don't know
situation.
Who to take. That's
right.
My brother and that's my son.
Well, you take your own son's side, obviously.
Well, against your brother?
And so we were all very shocked. And Kaysen just puts his hands over his mouth and just starts crying.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh, man, you're supposed to swing back.
Yeah. Swing back, yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
And man so up, dude.
That ended up happening like every time they got near each other. I mean, you would see Kaysen playing, and then you would see little Enrique coming up behind him, looking around.
Enrique, huh?
Like he was about to pounce, yeah. And then he would jump, bah, 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 boom, boom, throw Kaysen down.
And just throw him down.
Yeah. And he's
you got to get Kaysen in self-defense
now.
In
his head, he's playing, and that's, you know, he just horses around with his big brother, and Kaysen's not used to that. And so I finally, one of the times we were in the room by ourselves, and he hit Kaysen, and I was like, nah, little man.
It's very effective.
So I grabbed him by the hand, and I was like, you hit my son. I'm going to get you back right in your little mouth,
wow.
My man.
Yeah.
And I know that's wrong.
Did you go to jail for that?
I lost my cool.
Yeah.
I lost my cool, but he understood, I think. No, because he hit Kaysen about 5 minutes later.
Wow.
So yesterday, finally, when we're on our way home from work, I mean from the restaurant, they're sitting next to each other in the car seats. Once again, Enrique, my little brother.
Boy, Enrique's a little thug, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's
like a little twist of this group.
It's one of those
just paradise playing in the background.
When the kid's bigger, you got to test the boundaries until you have no reason to do anything else. So he pinches. I see him in the rearview mirror. He pinches Kaysen.
Uh-huh.
And Kaysen finally lost it.
Yeah.
He goes, no!
Yeah.
And turns and just starts wailing.
There you go.
Kaysen. And I'm sitting there driving, and we're all like, hey, you've been beat up all week long. We're going to let you get your thing back. And he just went back, boom, 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 boom.
Enrique didn't have a 9, did he?
No, he didn't. Right. But he laughed at all the entire beating. He was just laughing
the whole time.
Yeah.
Wow.
But at least Kaysen
can't
finally
throw a punch.
He doesn't take Kaysen seriously.
No, he didn't take
Kaysen. He hit like my mama.
My son don't hit. He's a lover.
I have all older brothers and sisters. All older.
So you got beat up
when
you were
a kid.
I'm
the baby. Yeah, I got beat up a lot, mostly by Gary.
Yeah.
Who's listening right now. He listens every
day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Gary, what's up? And Gary, we had a long hallway. My bedroom is at the very end of the hallway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the living room is at the other end. So I have to go down that hallway to get out to the house where the kitchen and the living room and the outside is. I hated going down that hallway because I would start walking down the hallway and suddenly my brother would appear in the doorway. And he would be in a 3-point football position.
Oh, man.
And he would go, 325! It was always 325. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's his play. That's his 325, play.
325! 325! And I'd be like, no, no. And you know what my brother would do before he'd do this? He would lock every door in the hallway so that I couldn't go anywhere, get away.
So it's you one-on-one.
And he was 7 years older than me. So I'm 4, he's 11, and I just go flying against the back wall.
Yep.
And then one time my dad saw it. And I'm laying on the ground, and I'm crying, sniffling. Yeah. I got a bloody nose, I think. My brother's sitting there standing over
laughing.
Me. And then we hear from the other end of the hall, 325!
Oh, yes.
It was my dad.
Dad's going to get Gary.
6'2", 230-pound dad.
Your dad was tall.
Yeah, I know.
Cool.
What happened? The UPS guy was short.
You
figured it out. Gets in the 3-point stance.
Uh-huh.
Gary, before my dad ever said hike, was crying.
Good.
And I'm standing on the back wall. Well, it didn't really work out that great because my dad hit Gary so hard he threw him against me and pounded me into the back wall again.
Yeah, but Gary
but
learned.
Even though I was crying, Gary was hurt worse.
Yeah.
So I loved it.
So Gary learned.
So that's how you do it.
I know. But they're still so young. They're one. So, you know, it's hard to teach a 1-year-old. Yeah.
To reason.
Yeah, to reason. Yeah. And they'll eventually, once they get to be 3 or 4, they'll start being able to reason stuff. So they're just case on the learn eventually.
Maybe next time you can invite Jenna and you can teach your little boys to strip. And then we could tie it all together.
Oh, Kaysen's already doing
that. Yeah, fighting and stripping.
Yeah,
I have about $101 bills to give him.
Do you still got
strip fighting?
Still got a few hundreds left? Still a few ones left?
Not a few hundreds. Not a few just hundreds. Some ones.
Yeah.
Make it rain, then, girl.
Well, everybody had a big weekend, Al. You hear all that?
Yeah.
Well, how about you? You rode the bike 25 miles. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, we were talking earlier. I didn't get invited to a party that my next-door neighbors were throwing in the apartment. You know,
that's hard.
And, you know, I'm just sitting here in the
party. You hear the music and everything?
Yeah, you hear everybody going up and down the hallway because it was like a two-location party. It was a party that they were having half in the apartment and half on the pool on the seventh floor.
Yeah.
So
it was raining all day, though.
No, it was pretty nice.
No, it was raining all day.
Saturday?
Yesterday. Oh, Saturday. Okay.
Saturday. Yeah. So they're going back and forth. So I hear them giggling. I hear music. I hear this and I hear that. But nobody invited me. So I kept going out to the hall every once in a while. You know,
when have you ever worried about being invited, though? You always just show up.
I know, but I just wanted to be invited. And I had something to do.
Yeah.
But I still wanted to get invited.
Okay.
And if I see them, I don't know if they listen.
You become so sensitive.
I don't think they listen.
The older you get.
I'm not mad, but I'm just a little disappointed.
You used to be such a player and like have no feelings at all, and now you're just so sensitive. Everything is a diss to
you. Old Big Al Mac would have gone in and crashed it anyway.
Exactly.
Good Craddock in the morning.
Where's Old Big Al?
Come on, man.
Well, we have Old Big Al. Where's Young Big Al?
Get Craddock in the morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
Guys, I'm starting to think maybe this George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin thing is a bit of a linchpin for controversy. I'm thinking that maybe people have different passionate opinions on this particular topic. On Saturday night, George Zimmerman found not guilty, Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. Four things you need to know. The jury was made up of six women. Five were white, one was non-white. They could have found Zimmerman guilty of murder, manslaughter, or not guilty. Those were their choices. For murder, they would have had to believe that Zimmerman did this on purpose, with spite or hate.
He clearly wasn't going into this to murder. Yeah.
For manslaughter, they would have had to believe that Zimmerman intentionally killed Martin, not out of self-defense. That's the one people thought, if there's a chance to get any conviction, it would be that one.
Yeah.
Ultimately, they didn't believe either and found him not guilty under Florida's Stand Your Ground law. Legal experts say the prosecution did not have a strong case and clearly didn't do a good job proving their case. The girlfriend, as the witness, was not the remark. I mean, that was just one of the worst
witnesses
I've ever. Yeah. Just because Zimmerman was found not guilty, it doesn't mean he's done with court. The family could sue him for wrongful death. They may not do that just because there's discovery stuff that could come out that's allowed in a civil trial that would further scourge the image of Trayvon Martin, who is not here to defend himself. Reportedly, there's stuff that they could say about him that would portray him as not a good person.
So if they leave it alone, he goes down as a hero. Martyr, thank you.
Yeah. Ton of backlash to the verdict on Twitter and Facebook. Some in the streets, demonstrations in major cities yesterday. President Obama spoke out about the verdict and asked for calm reflection. We should ask ourselves if we're doing all we can to widen the circle of compassion. And, you know, it's really unfair after a trial like this to then turn around and blame our system for it, because that's the system that we have. And
well, there should have been another way. The question I kept asking myself was, why didn't they charge him with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon or something? I mean, something with a lesser. So, you see, you could walk away with getting something, you know, because
those weren't the charges brought against him.
Earlier, there's one reason they lost this case.
Yeah.
And to me, it's because they didn't have one. They didn't have a case at all. And that's why they didn't go to the grand jury. Now, in almost every state, in order to charge someone with murder, the Bill of Rights says you have to indict them. And then they would stand before a grand jury, and the facts of the case would be laid out, and the grand jury would decide if an indictment is acceptable or if it's the right course of action. Florida didn't do that. They were getting pressure from the Department of Justice that people are up in arms about this. You better charge this guy. You better charge him.
There's so much time.
So they went around with some special prosecutor or something and avoided the grand jury. What the grand jury would have done, probably, is no-build George Zimmerman and send him home, and there wouldn't have been a trial. But Florida, in its zest, and the prosecutors, I think, in their zest to win and further their
because they
careers
just lost
politically.
With Casey
Anthony. The media made it where somebody had, you know.
They knew it was going to be on TV every day.
They're trying to show off.
Yeah, so they do, and now look at them. I hope none of them can get jobs again. This doesn't mean that justice was done. It usually just means that one side argued better than the other.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a good case.
When the defense guy starts with a knock-knock joke.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't that how he started?
Knock,
he
knock.
Thought,
yeah.
I was thinking,
and it fell
Zimmerman
flat.
Yeah. Hasn't got a chance.
He's
right.
done.
Right.
And then...
Well, then the prosecutor started out with
their witness. And don't they have some sort of
training? But you really didn't have any witnesses here.
Well, the girl on the phone with
them. Okay, you have two. The girl on the phone's not a witness.
Well,
a witness is an eyewitness. It's somebody that sees it.
Well, she was an audio witness.
Yeah, two people said they saw it. They both are like, I think I saw this guy on top, maybe that guy. Like, there was really... It's a terrible, terrible thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish to God, as I hope George Zimmerman wishes to God, that he had just stayed in his car.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Right? We wouldn't
That's
be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But beyond that, is there a murder trial here? Really?
It's not murder.
Well, dude, you have to at least run it up the flagpole with something because somebody was just going to the store and coming back
sure.
to the crib.
Sure. You put it out for
killed.
A grand jury.
Yeah.
And you let this grand jury, they are paid to make these decisions. Paid. Right? That's what they do.
Yeah.
When you take that part out of it and just go right to trial, you get what you get. Here's his brother, Robert Zimmerman, saying that George is not worried about vigilantes.
He's a free man in the eyes of the court, but he's going to be looking around his shoulder for the rest of his life. There are factions, there are groups, there are people that would want to take the law into their own hands as they perceive it, or, you know,
sure.
be vigilantes in some sense that they think that justice was not served. They won't respect a verdict no matter how it was reached, and they will always present a threat to George and to his family.
Question, isn't that what George Zimmerman was technically doing
himself?
There are
people that take the law into their own hands.
Right.
There are those who say that that's exactly what Zimmerman did when he got out of the car.
Mm-hmm. They tell us this, especially young men, think about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because one decision is going to land you somewhere you don't want to be.
And you have a gun in your hand.
You have a gun in your person.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're following people. It's just think about what you're doing before you go do it. Because one second.
And the same could be said with Trayvon. You know,
same with him.
Get rid of the 17-year-old bravado inside you that says, "Why are you following me, man?" You know. And just get out of there.
They both
There's
made
no
mistakes.
Shame in that.
They both made mistakes.
You're being chased by a crazy person. Get out of there. I mean, I'm not saying George Zimmerman is. I'm saying that's what he should have thought.
Thought of.
There's some crazy guy chasing me. But then from that point, we don't know. There's no
we
one to tell
what
us what happened. So how do you have a trial?
I mean, if this guy is...
There's no shame in lack of evidence. It happens. Lack of evidence.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a guy planned a first-degree premeditated murder and got away with it. This is a thing that happened in the spur of the moment, and a bunch of stuff went down, and nobody saw it. How do you have a trial?
Well, you got to do something. If that happens to me, I would hope that somebody somewhere, if I walk into the store or whatever, and somebody shoots me, and I'm just minding my own business. I'm not doing anything bothering anybody. And then I get home, and I'm dead. You know, I hope somebody somewhere does
You're
something.
Leaving big parts out of this,
it's
though.
Making up.
If you believe Zimmerman's side, you're having your head crushed against the concrete over and over again. So if somebody does that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but we can what if all day long. But
we can.
Like I said, the guy got out of his car. The guy approached him. He followed him. He's looking for at the very least, to cause a disturbance, you know, or
to
cause some commotion.
No. He doesn't.
To
he
confront
wants,
the guy.
He didn't want to cause a disturbance. He wanted to make sure that
he
kid
wanted to make
wasn't
sure that the kid didn't get away before the police got there.
That's all
and
he was trying
it,
to do.
And he shouldn't have done that. And he should. They were telling him stay in the car.
Stay away.
He didn't
from
do
him.
It. He put himself. He used very bad judgment. Is that prison? You know, my dad used to tell me.
Well, the problem is somebody lost their
life. My dad used to tell me your intentions were great. Your judgment was terrible.
Exactly.
My dad told me that a million times.
And sometimes you got to pay for your
judgment. I wish that had gone through George Zimmerman's head that my intentions here are good. Is my judgment on track?
He shot and killed an unarmed teenager.
I know.
He did.
I agree. It's not murder.
That's what makes me
but
sad
there
about
needs
that.
To be something in
a kid
place.
Lost his life. A mother's going to grow
unarmed.
Up without. She's not going to watch her son grow up now. Zimmerman's going to have to watch his back everywhere he goes. So everybody's lives were ruined.
If Trayvon Martin had accidentally, on the phone, not paying attention, this is something I would do, tried to walk in the wrong house, because they all look alike. They're track homes, and that happens. Think that's where your uncle lives or your grandpa or whatever, and you're on the phone, you walk in, you open the door. If George Zimmerman was sitting at that door and shot him, right? Shot him dead. Yeah. He shot an unarmed man.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
But
that's what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would have been
an unfortunate.
Agreed.
But George Zimmerman wasn't. Yeah, he was at his house. He would.
My beef here is with the prosecutors in Florida who can't seem to win a case. It's like, don't take it. If it's not, if you don't have a chance, don't take it. I believe if you're prosecuting a case, it should be because you firmly believe the person did it. You have the evidence.
It's a high-profile case. It's a chance to be a star.
Right. That's it.
You know,
and you got a white guy killing a black guy.
Yeah,
and you're not going to charge him. I mean,
but he's not a white man. Why do you keep people?
He's not. And this, I don't even. He's this Mexican. Is not a.
See, that's what. That's the thing. Is everybody? Did keeps you saying think it's he was white? Black.
Well, the last name Zimmerman, I hadn't heard that in Mexico a lot.
Yeah. Well, Kinsey's last name is Chavez.
He does resemble.
Kinsey's not Mexican.
Your family is very
Hispanic. You know.
Zimmerman did not take on his wife's name.
But I'm saying you can't just go by a last name.
He's Hispanic for sure.
Yeah, he's Hispanic.
Yeah.
I think the fact that he was black works against the case. I think if the kid had been white that he killed, it would be less racial, you know, because it's not a case of race right now.
I never thought it was.
This is a teenager being killed.
Maybe, it's completely about race. That's what the country has made it.
But they're making it that way.
Maybe I'm Pollyanna or something, but I never thought of this. Right. I thought of this as a case about fear, a case about power, a case about, like, being overzealous.
Yeah, some overzealous man.
You look at everybody
in the creepy neighborhood watch.
Look at everybody protesting, saying, "I am Trayvon."
Yeah. After what I saw in this case, I don't think George Zimmerman should be in jail. I'm sorry, I don't. I think that they had a terrible case. However, that doesn't mean I want to hang out with George Zimmerman. I really don't.
No, right. No.
And
but this is how every black person feels. Because I'm speaking for all black people now.
Good, please do, Al.
But
speak for all the blacks.
We feel like if this had been reversed, then the black dude would be in jail.
Uh-huh.
That's just the bottom line.
Right.
There's a brother that killed a white guy or a Hispanic guy.
Somebody posted like after the verdict.
That's how we feel.
Somebody posted an article in Florida where a mom got 20 years for firing warning shots, not firing at the man, firing warning shots at her estranged husband because he showed up at her house and was trying to beat her.
He was beating her up, and so she had a gun, and she shot the gun into the floor and in the air and got 20
warning
years.
Warning shots and got 20 years. She wasn't aiming at him. She was just trying to scare him away, standing her ground, which is the law in Florida, and she got 20 years.
Yeah. Wow. But when you start comparing cases and stuff, it's what if he was black?
You can cherry pick a million cases.
What if? Mm-hmm. Fact is, case did not go to a grand jury. Grand jury never would have sent this to trial, and it'd be over with. But instead, we got a nice, you know, they ought to take this stuff off TV. I'm sorry.
Well, at least it was quicker than that last trial with that girl that murdered her boyfriend.
They said that TV, trials that are televised last 80% on average longer than trials that are not.
Yeah, you got to drag it out.
And who's that? That's lawyers and judges, period. It's not the defendant making the trial longer.
No.
Right? Mm-mm. So we need to get these off TV. This is not supposed to be for our entertainment. It's supposed to be to find out the truth. And you put them on TV every day, and everybody gets an opinion, and then the lawyers go home, and they're like, whoa, that really resonated, the knock-knock joke. Everybody's talking about that. And you don't want them having exterior forces driving what they're doing in court, and that's what TV does. They're talking about it 24/7. That horrible Nancy Grace woman.
Oh, she screams at me the whole time.
Don't even get me started on
God. All right, so I'm glad it's over, and I hope we can heal from this, and I hope we say, wow, wish that had never happened.
I hope we learned something from it.
Yeah.
It's a big price to pay, though.
Yeah.
It is. The Kids Kids concert tickets went on sale on Friday. Our first ever concert for Kids Kids starring Jason Derulo. So tell me, girl. And it's going to be at the House of Blues, their Dallas location. And people that live out of town want to come to the show. We'd love to have you. And we've set up hotel packages and stuff and even chances for you to meet with some of the artists that are going to be there, including Jason Derulo and Andy Grammer performing in this thing. And I drove past that House of Blues and saw the big sign on the marquee. It made it real for me. It's like concert for Kids Kids.
Yeah, I saw that.
Been wanting to do this forever, for like 10 years. So we're starting out small. I wanted to do it. My idea was to do it Lollapalooza style right off the bat. Let's rent out Grant Park in Chicago. Capacity, 200,000 to 300,000.
Sure.
But I'm not sure Jason Derulo and Andy Grammer would fill that up.
Okay.
So we probably need to get somebody like, I don't know, U2. They're hard to get. So this is our first year.
Bono likes charity.
It'll be nice and humble. We got two great artists. We got Tim Halpern on there too. We'll probably have some others that'll be added into this thing. And the tickets are available on Ticketmaster.com. Just search for Kids Kids, KIDDS space KIDS. That's how you get tickets.
Got it.
Concert for Kids Kids. Did I say when it was?
August 15th.
I didn't say, but it is. It's August 15th. So check out KidsKids.com. That's where you can buy all the VIP packages and stuff. For example, there's one package where you get a table for five, I think, for $100.
Yeah.
Like for $100 per person. That's $500 going to Kids Kids. But then you're eating with us. We're there with you.
Okay.
And we'll be parading in the artists, you know, walking them around.
Oh,
how's
cool.
it going? So it's a chance, like if you're really a passionate fan of these guys.
Yeah.
Or of Kids Kids. There'll be a ton of kids from the past that hopefully will be at this concert that are well enough to go.
Good.
This is our Kids Kids is the organization that I started years ago, like about 20. And we take entire families to Disney World all at once in November. Last year, I think it was 48 families. It's always right around there.
Mm-hmm.
It's always about 300 or 400 people that get a completely free ride to Disney World for 4 days. Kids that are suffering from cancer, from AIDS, from cystic fibrosis, cerebral palsy.
Catastrophic injuries.
Catastrophic injuries, terminal diseases. And it's a chance for them to just get away from all the doctors and the needles and the tests for a while and kind of recharge. So it's a really good cause, and we hope you'll help us out with our Kids Kids concert. Once again, Ticketmaster.com.
Kid Craddock in the morning. Kid Craddock. It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
What Mariah Carey did, even Nicki Minaj would be proud of her. She didn't let a little dislocated arm get in the way of her helping charity.
Nope.
She went ahead and performed at that Super Sandy Major League Baseball benefit with a dislocated shoulder and her arm in a sling.
Good for her.
Oh, that's what that furry thing was.
Yeah.
It's weird looking.
It's like a little bunny tail.
Okay, maybe maybe she should change her sling 3 times to match her outfit. But who doesn't have matching slings?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine being her wardrobe assistant responsible for gluing on all those rhinestones and sticking those feathers on there?
The diamond-encrusted sling was just a thing of beauty. It was followed by the furry sling. Do you guys see the furry sling?
Mm-hmm.
And then the black feathered sling.
Yeah.
Which actually kind of freaked me out
a little. It's a little underrated, yeah.
I mean, technically, couldn't she sell all these and pay for all the buildings that were damaged in the storm to be fixed up?
Just sell the sling?
Yeah.
You know, when I was in school, I always wanted to either have my arm in a sling or a cast over my leg because all of those kids always seem to get all of the love and special attention. Don't have your homework. It's okay. You get another day.
And celebrities have figured this out. The rapper Nelly had Band-Aids on him for
a
long time.
Right.
This might catch on. Don't be shocked if you see Justin Bieber appear with a sling on just because it's a new fashion accessory.
Yeah.
It's something else he can wear.
I don't put it past designers to start coming out with designer arm slings. Just like when Lady Gaga had to be confined to a wheelchair. What was she rolling around in? Wasn't it Versace wheelchair?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Justin's sling, I hear they're working on it now, but they got to work out the kinks in it because it's chrome and it weighs 800 pounds.
Right. Wow.
And even when he stops walking, it keeps spinning.
Right. Yeah. And every time he picks it up, a little twist is in there.
See, I thought he would just go along with this tattoo theme and just have a bunch of zoo animals on there.
There you go. What if his sling was made out of a monkey?
Aww.
He could have a live sling.
That'd be cool.
An actual monkey around his neck that just holds his arm up. Well, Mariah tweeted before the show, thank you for all the well wishes. Still in a lot of pain. Cracked rib, fractured shoulder, bruises everywhere. But the show must go on.
A little dramatic there, Mariah.
She's such
not
a
Mariah,
giver.
Not dramatic at all.
She's a giver.
Can you imagine the torture she puts her wardrobe people through?
The torture she puts Nick through.
Well, you know it's all his fault. He was the one directing her when she fell over.
Right.
So she blames him for it.
Oh,
somehow.
He's going to be buying her. Can you imagine the gifts he has to come with to make this right?
Well, luckily she's paying for him.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.